Proclamation number 1857 dated the March 22, 1941. Human contention that God's word is completed. It is a serious mistake to assume that God's word is completed and to reject every divine revelation as fabrication of evil forces. Good and evil forces try to influence the human being. All good influences fulfill God's will. Evil forces act in opposition to divine will. Ignorant forces cannot and would not want to transmit good thoughts. Due to their state of darkness, they are still subject to God's adversary and therefore more susceptible to his influence than to the influence of the beings of light. However, as soon as they become aware, they will give themselves into the care of the beings of light and submit to divine will. They recognize their lack of knowledge and now confer the information they receive from the beings of light to others. This is to be clarified first to disprove the erroneous assumption that forces of the beyond arbitrarily express themselves where such revelations are bestowed on humanity. The Lord Himself has taught on earth and made His word accessible to people. It was His will that this word should be recorded for future generations. With His word He has announced to the people the working of His Spirit. At the same time He has given the assurance that He will stay with them in His word eternally. I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. Single quote. However, there is no saying of the Lord which indicates that His word must be considered to be complete. It was supposed to remain unchanged and therefore not one word should be added or taken away from the gospel which might change the meaning of the divine word that the Lord had given to the people. But human wisdom attempted to change and to improve. The will to render God's word more comprehensible often distorted or obscured its meaning, with the result that even His announced working of the Spirit can no longer be understood properly, and hence it is not acknowledged either. Humanity has completely lost the knowledge that God speaks and wants to speak to human beings time and again, that the audible word of God in direct union with Him is, after all, what the human being should aspire to on earth. Instead, human beings are deterred by the expression of divine will in this manner. God Himself approaches them in His word, yet they no longer know Him. The word is no longer alive in people. They are reading the dead word but cannot grasp its meaning. A spiritual drought is set in. The well of living water is on the verge of becoming dry. And once again God brings forth a flow of living water from the rock in the wilderness. He allows streams of living water to flow from the innermost being of those who, in longing for the deliciously refreshing drink, opened their hearts and ears to receive His divine word. And thus the Holy Scriptures are fulfilled. Indeed, the Lord's words during His life on earth would be invalid if God would no longer reveal Himself and not be with people in His word. The human being has no authority to ascertain that His work is finished. By taking this authority, he only proves his ignorance and lack of comprehension of the written word. He would thereby invalidate the numerous references to the working of the Spirit and not understand the meaning of the divine word Himself. Consequently, he belongs to those who are themselves misguided and who want to convey their misconception to other people, whilst not recognizing the pure truth and therefore withholding it from their fellow human beings. God's love is limitless and never expends itself. This love will always and forever express itself through giving, and anyone living within love and requesting divine love may receive it at all times. God is love, God is the Word. Whoever desires God's love receives His Word and may receive it eternally. Amen.